in just a minute. Bill's got rhyme coming out of his eyes, out of his wherever. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, Scott Walker is running for president, but he is facing his first scandal. Observers on the campaign trail are accusing him of lying about what?
I have no idea. Union busting.
I'll give you a hint. He says, no. This Rogaine in my bag? No, it's for my dog.
Oh, that he's going bald?
Yes. He is lying about the fact that he's going bald. Sensitive issue with me. Whenever Scott Walker leaned forward, and he didn't have to lean forward much during the debate, everybody noticed he has this, behind his nice, apparently good-looking hair from the front, he has this giant bald spot on the top of his head. It looked like a fish belly white yarmulke. But he says it's not a bald spot. He says, this is what he says, his hair stopped growing up there after he banged his head on a door while making repairs to his house. Yes. Oh. It was a male pattern baldness shaped door. Right. And he chose the manliest lie possible. Mm-hmm. My hair's not receding. I'm part bald eagle.
There's not a lot of science in what he said then.
No.
Why, yes, Dr. Poundstone. I agree.
Well, because if you could stop hair growth, wouldn't men just bonk themselves in the chin every morning?
It's a hell of a lot cheaper to bang your head on a door than pay $40
for
hair.
That's hilarious.
I know I would.
Honey, I have to shave. Have you seen my hammer?
You missed a spot, hon. Whap.
Roy.
Yeah.
If you've ever been a new parent,
yeah.
They always talk about how having a child is the best thing to ever happen to him. Well, according to a new study, most likely those people are what?
Lying through their...
Yes, thank you. A new study in a reputable Journal of Demographics says that having a child is the worst thing that can happen to you. Worse than divorce, worse than getting fired. So some German scientists were trying to investigate why there's a low birth rate there. And so what they did was they polled some people who did not have children, and then they waited a few years, and they polled them again. Many of them had children. And that they found that the people who had children reported much more misery than anybody else.
Wow.
According to their, quote, happiness scale, having a kid was worse than being divorced or even having your spouse die.
Oh.
I guess that makes sense because, sure, both of those are tragedies, but at least it means you won't have a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might, just to get the other side of the story, ask people what it's like to have parents.
That's true.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
A friend of mine bought me for my birthday a Vitamix, to make
thing?
The smoothie things.
Yeah.
And, I opened up the box and it had the plastic bag with the warranty and the instructions and all that in there. And right up top on the plastic bag of the first thing you see is this brochure that says, "Welcome to the Vitamix family." And I thought, well, that's not what I was hoping for. Apparently, I have to drive little Cindy Vitamix to soccer every Tuesday now.
You just wanted a smoothie. You didn't want to be adopted.
Exactly. I had no need for a family.
You might be in Great Uncle Vitamix's will.
That's true.
Well, no, more likely I'll have to take Great Uncle Vitamix to his medical appointment.